message.
Most of us are stalked by a persistent adversary. It is a constant source of temptation, and it just lurks in the shadows of productivity, progress, and ambition. It often derails our best laid plans, our deepest aspirations, and it casts a spell of inertia over any thoughts of taking action. Now, I would prefer to speak about it at a later time, but I'm going to resist that inclination and call it by name: procrastination. Now, it is easy to categorize procrastination as a manifestation of laziness or a lack of discipline, but in reality, it is the symptom of a number of possible underlying issues, such as fear of failure, perfectionism, and a desire for instant gratification. We might have a fear of falling below expectations or facing criticisms, and this might inspire us to defer our tasks indefinitely in this misguided attempt to avoid judgment or disappointment. If we are seduced by the illusion of perfectionism, we can become trapped in this endless cycle of revisions and self-doubt, holding on until the conditions are ideal in a way that is just often unattainable. If we are addicted to instant gratification, social media or mindless reality shows might be the diversion that we use to divert our attention from the tasks at hand. There are so many reasons. Procrastination is an obstacle that we often create, but it is not an insurmountable challenge. Like most other behaviors that could benefit from improvement, procrastination requires a willingness for self-discovery and growth. We have to be willing to confront our underlying fears and insecurities, those things that are holding us hostage. We can learn to embrace imperfections, reframe flaws and failures as opportunities for deeper learning and growth. We can cultivate a mindset of mindfulness and present moment awareness that enables us to resist the compulsion for that instant gratification. And this will empower us to remain focused on our long-term goals and priorities and just loosen that grip of procrastination. Strategic planning and time management techniques are imperative so that we can create a roadmap for effectively navigating our activities, breaking tasks down into small, manageable chunks, setting realistic deadlines, and creating an environment free of unnecessary distractions. These can all empower us as we continue to take consistent, meaningful actions toward the completion of our goals. Adding a layer of accountability with peers, mentors, or colleagues, these can also help us remain on track even in the face of unexpected adversity. Overcoming procrastination, it's not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. It is highly individualized. No one knows us more or has greater access to what drives and inhibits us more than we do. Finding the right techniques and strategies, it's going to require patience, self-awareness, and a willingness to experiment. What works for one of us, that may not work for all of us. Through a process of trial and error, continuous deep introspection, we can discover what best aligns with our unique strengths and our unique challenges. When we continue to view challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, we can increase our level of perseverance and resilience and reign victorious over the temptations of procrastination. Procrastination is a formidable adversary. If we are willing to look beneath the surface, we can uncover the fears and cognitive biases that are beneath that surface. By doing so, we can chart a course toward liberation and empowerment. We can navigate the pitfalls of procrastination and successfully emerge more productive and more fulfilled.